Okay, let's start talking about chametz and the search and cleaning everything for chametz, the part that everybody's waiting for. So first and foremost, a disclaimer. There's halacha and there's chumras, and Pesach is a time where there's millions and millions of chumras available for those that would like them. But that's what it's for, those that would like them. We have to note that there are chumras that are required that we take on that are derabbanans to safeguard the mitzvahs derisas, and then there are things that are beyond what's required. Chumras that are beyond what's required, midiraisa, midrabbanan, umin hage Yisrael. Extra chumras for people to do beyond the letter of derisa, drabbanan, or minhagim, things that you want to do yourself, have to come out of an attraction, a love, a desire, a passion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His Torah, and His mitzvahs. If they're coming for any other reason, they should be avoided because it ends up just building up an animosity, it ends up building up a depression, or in the least, an exhaustion coming into Pesach in which a person cannot properly fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. So it's important to understand what the requirement is, midoraisa, midrabbanan, min hugging, and then the extra credit things. If you have time and loving interest in doing extra things, that's wonderful. Otherwise, it should be something to be set aside. There is also, however, some concept of the general refreshing of houses, even though many people make fun of it. Pesach is not spring cleaning, and that is true. Pesach is not spring cleaning. However, there is a source that associates the two, and that is the Kuzari writes that it's befitting for a royal family. Klal Yisrael is experiencing cheirus, royalty and freedom. Royalty don't have things cluttering their houses, their apartments, their palaces from year to year, hoarding things and messiness. They get cleaned at least once a year where things get organized, things get thrown out, things get cleaned up, and that is appropriate for Klal Yisrael around Pesach time when we're experiencing that royalty and freedom to do the same. So there is a connection and a good source for it, but again, this is something that you have to put into proper perspective to understand what the halacha requires and what's extra credit. So let's now talk about the actual halacha. The Torah forbids us from eating chametz, a kazayis worth of chametz, within achilas pras, which is about an ounce of chametz within a few minutes. So if you have a sizable amount of food, let's say a box of cornflakes, does it even have a kazayis of malt flavoring in there? I don't know, probably not. But a kazayis of chametz within 2-3 minutes worth of eating would be something that would be chayiv kares if somebody eats a kazayis of chametz. Owning chametz is a problem if you have a kazayis, or according to some opinions, if you have a few pieces together within one vessel, within one utensil, they are mitzaref, they are joined, they are considered one entity by the vessel that they're in, and that's considered owning a kazayis. Little crumbs all around the house, little tiny pieces all around the house are not a problem of ownership. They are only a problem of achila if somehow they get into your food or into your mouth. So the Torah forbids ownership with loisaseis, two loisaseis, bayira, bayimatze. Both of them are pretty much the exact same loisase, and the Torah repeats it for the strictness of it, for you to be aware that there's two transgressions in the ownership of even one kezias of chametz. On top of that, the Torah gives us a mitzvah asay, a positive mitzvah, to get rid of chametz. Tashbisu sa'ami batechem means to rid, put to rest, relinquish chametz from your possession. So we have two los asays and a positive mitzvah d'oraisa as well. This would require somebody, even if their chametz is worth millions of dollars and there's no guy to sell it to, it would be chayiv to give it all up before Pesach, not to own any of it, even if it means never getting any of it back. It's not bal tashchis. This is a situation that the Torah requires of us. So great, if you could sell it and a properly done sale and you end up getting it back after Pesach, that's perfectly okay if that's your minig to allow yourself to do that. And many people, most people probably have the minig to sell chametz. But if not, and if there's no guy available to do so, you have to relinquish it. Just like any loisaseh de'oraisa makes us committed to that loisaseh to the expense 10% of all of our money. We would have to give up all of our assets to avoid one license. That's what the Torah requires of us. No matter what value it has, you have to mamish, completely, totally relinquish the entire whiskey collection, the entire warehouse of pizza dough waiting to be baked for Motzei Pesach. Whatever it is, it's got to be relinquished. Your rights, 100% completely and totally. So let this serve as the intro to understanding the mitzvah of getting rid of chametz. Owning a kezayis is a problem. Little crumbs are hefker on their own. You don't even actually have to say that they're ownerless and hefker. On their own, they become hefker. And little tiny crumbs are only going to be an issue where somehow it could make themselves into your mouth. Or if you have a bunch of little crumbs in a specific container, they join to become a kezayis. We'll talk about more details of Bedika tomorrow.